You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We're joined by Jack Rice, nationally recognized and award-winning criminal defense lawyer. We're going to be talking about some of the developments in the last handful of days in the Brian Koberger case, specifically when we are looking at internal investigations. And it sounds pretty dark and scary and damning, but is it something that really truly is going to affect the case of Brian Koberger? The Idaho prosecutors disclosed evidence to Brian Koberger's legal team Monday that they say involves an internal affairs investigation into an officer who was part of the University of Idaho murder case. That is where I'm going to send it out to you, Jack, to get some insight into what all this means and how it actually may affect the case against Brian Koberger based on what we know thus far.
Well, first of all, let's think about the Brian Koberger case in the broader sense.
Yeah.
When I look at this case, it's multi-jurisdictional. So we're talking about Washington State. We're talking about Idaho. We're talking about Pennsylvania. And we're frankly talking about that drive all the way across. So there's a real question on what it is that they have. And when you have that happen, you're going to have this question of how jurisdictions mesh. How prosecutors mesh. Sometimes they don't work particularly well together. And from a defense perspective, my goal and I'm thinking about Kohlberger's team, whoever's going to be fighting this fight, is that my goal is always to run that scene.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And so in other words, I'm looking for where they break. Okay. And they sometimes will break. And so there's that issue. But let's go directly at this piece. What we have is a recent disclosure that one of the police officers, there's an internal investigation on him. What this is really called is Brady evidence. And what Brady evidence is other evidence that's outside of the criminal case itself that may be beneficial or helpful to the defense. And we don't know what that is yet. We just know that it exists. Mm-hmm. It's important for this reason. Every piece of evidence, but every witness comes down to one thing. It's not just what they know. It's the credibility that they have. And so whether or not a jury, or if it's a judge, I guess if you waive that jury, but the credibility of whether or not you should believe what they tell you that they have. And so if there's background information, if there's bad acts, if there's things that this officer has done in the past, all of that information potentially comes out and even potentially comes into the trial itself. Mm-hmm. And so there's an obligation by the government, by the state, to provide all of that evidence. They fight it all of the time and act like it doesn't exist. It's not true. It does exist. It is relevant. It does matter. And it can impact the quality of what that officer could present.
Does that mean if this officer was involved in some sort of a bad act that has nothing to do with the case, just something in the past prior to even being involved, but it's up for investigation and questioning something about him? And I'm being very generic because we don't know what that could or could not be. Could that then affect whatever his involvement was in the case? If he found a piece of evidence, if he made some sort of observation, did this, did that, whatever, could that be thrown out then because they view him as not being credible due to some former bad act? What does it actually mean, as best as we can define that without knowing exactly what he did?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that the problem?
Yes.
Is that they're handing you a sealed bag and they're saying, what's in the bag?
Exactly.
Come on, what's in the bag?
Yes.
It's, I'm sorry, baby, I can't help you. The thing is it can matter.
Yeah.
I mean, the evidence will likely come in. But remember, what comes in with that evidence is the bad act. So what happens? I'm now imagining what's in the bag.
We're speculating,
right?
Yes.
Let's imagine. Yeah, I'm speculating. Let's talk about any other case than Kohlberger.
Yeah.
And what you get is a police officer says, here's what I see. I saw during this investigation. What if we find that the prior bad acts are he made up false statements in prior cases?
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, I get a liar who not just lies, mm-hmm. he lies officially, and he starts writing his lies down as if they're truths. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, what I get is a piece of evidence that may come in, along with the fact that he's a liar.
Uh-huh.
So, as a defense attorney, I think, and by the way, I'm a former prosecutor, too.
Sure.
So as a prosecutor, you're going to balance this piece and you're going to say, I'm obligated under the Constitution to disclose this. But the question will be, how important is this piece of evidence that this officer may or may not have?
Uh-huh.
And how valuable is it versus the bad acts that he has committed previously mm-hmm. that could impact not just his statement, because as a defense, my response is, look at the liars they put on the stand. Not only do you not trust that liar, you don't trust anybody because this is the quality of the state's case.
Sure.
So you want to make sure you do that, and it can blow up around the prosecutor. So they're going to try to find a way to keep it out, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they can't do that, can they keep any background of him out if they don't put him on the stand in the first place? And so they'll try to exclude that and say, what happens if we don't use that piece of evidence? Because again, everything is a balancing act, right? What happens if he adds something to the table? He adds $50 worth of quality to something. But what happens is it also comes with $100 worth of debt, you know?
Sure.
So it actually hurts you more than it helps you as a prosecutor. You got to balance that with every piece of evidence, with everything that comes in, and with every witness that you put on the stand.
I'm trying to think of an example here, and I'm going to kick it old school. And half of the audience will remember this, and the other half has no idea. Mark Furman in the O.J. Simpson case. They brought him to the stand. He was a detective.
I remember it.
Yeah. Is that an example of something like this where an individual's former acts end up becoming part of the evidence, and they paint the picture of you can't trust this guy, even though what the accusations back in the day were that he said the N-word in different contexts outside of the case, so that must then make him racist for anything he had to do in terms of involving investigating evidence with the O.J. Simpson case. Is that an example of something like this?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it's a perfect example. They've gotten a lot stronger in terms of this Brady issue, because what I think has happened is we've seen a shift, certainly since O.J., a whole lot of other cases. I'm up here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, mm-hmm. and if you take a look at the George Floyd circumstance of the last couple of years here, but you can see this all over the country. For a very long time, we wanted to believe in this country that our police officers were sacrosanct, mm-hmm. that some of they walked around like Jesus,
yep.
and that they would never tell a lie, and that they're just simply here as public servants. Well, guess what? I can show you case after case after case after case where they are liars, where they are essentially thugs, where they've done really horrible things. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying individual police officers. But there's a large number of them spread across the country that have done this. And so you have this debate about whether or not cops are bad simply because of the circumstance that you put them in and it drives them to be bad. Or are they individual bad apples? Or is there a systemic problem that creates this really terrible circumstance?
Sure.
But if we think about the Furman case in with OJ, the problem that you get is Furman is saying, I saw this glove.
Yeah.
And my response is, Furman, you're a racist. Anybody who talks like that about human beings is a racist. And mm-hmm. if you hate people that bad, how far are you willing to go? Well, that's the argument you're going to make to a jury. And there's a whole lot of people who I think bit on that concept and said, you know, anybody who would be like this, do things like this, these are the kinds of people who will go to any length to take down a famous man who happens to be African American.
Sure.
So you got a jury that's going to bite on that issue. It's important. You never know how it's going to play. You never know how a case is going to go sideways. And this is one of the ways it can.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Jack Rice, he's a nationally recognized and award-winning criminal defense lawyer. Thank you for your insight on that. We're going to continue the conversation in just a little bit with Jack, and we're going to go into conversation about the knife sheath. If you've not heard that, that's another thing that's gone up for debate a bit in terms of its value to the prosecution of Brian Koberger. Stick around for that. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts to hear his insight on that. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.